ओम शांति। 8th जून 2019 सैटरडे। स्लोगन: दोज हू वेयर द क्राउन्स ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फॉर वर्ल्ड बेनिफिट एंड द लाइट ऑफ प्यूरिटी बिकम डबल क्राउन्ड। दोज हू वेयर द crown of responsibility for world benefit and light of purity become so. Crown is the symbol of responsibility. In the medieval times, when somebody would become king, there used to be coronation ceremony. And in that coronation ceremony, there would be certain oaths that king had to take. And the moment somebody becomes king, he becomes responsible, and crown is the symbol of that responsibility. Baba talks about the crown of responsibility, the crown of purity, the crown of self-sovereignty, the crown of total dedication or total surrender. Because the moment one becomes king, one becomes highly responsible and he has to dedicate himself to the service of humanity. So it is the, whenever there is a crown and there is an oath, there is something known as tria precepta. Tria precepta means three oaths. The first is to take care of the kingdom, to avoid any wrongdoing. And third, to carry out the job, the work, the responsibility with justice and mercy. So, to become king is a very great thing. So, Baba wants us to become king now. Those who are king now, they will become king in the future. And if I have to become king now, I must know the roles, the responsibilities of a king. Probably in the first time in history, it was Kautilya, Chanakya, who described in details in his books about politics, who will become king, what are the responsibilities of a king, what are the training that a king should receive, how a king's lifestyle should be, what virtues a king should possess. So he has mentioned in all his books in detail about lifestyle of a king, because he himself was a kingmaker. Even Baba is a kingmaker. He wants us to become king. So those who want to become king, so many things are needed, and one of the important thing is here is crown. So one of the yogic practices would be, the moment you get up in the morning, imagine, visualize that Baba is putting the crown on your head, on my head. It's a crown of responsibility. It's a crown of service. It's a crown of purity. It's a crown of self-sovereignty, it's a crown of surrender, it's a crown of dedication. So I have to maintain that crown throughout the day. And it's an invisible crown. Nothing is visible outside, but that crown is there with me. And many things can happen to this crown throughout the day. Like, somebody is wearing the crown So what all things can happen to that crown? Baba has given the crown of purity, of responsibility early in the morning, the moment I get up. But many things can happen to this crown throughout the day. What else? What? Dirt. Some dirt can accumulate on that crown. So I have to take care that my crown remains clean. It doesn't become dirty. The dirt of body consciousness, the sprinkle of bodily attractions, the shower of bodily indulgence, the storm of sense gratification, some whirlwind, some sensual tornado, some upheaval in the nature can cause dirt to accumulate on my crown. So I have to take care of the dirt. Second, damage. Some damage can happen to the crown. If the crown falls down, the crown might get broken, cracked. So I have to see that my crown doesn't fall down. Then I have to see that somebody doesn't come and steal away my crown. Because Maya can do that. Somebody can snatch the crown. Somebody can steal surreptitiously without my knowing it. And somebody can snatch right under my nose. So these are some of the things that can happen to the crown. Or wrong size or wrong setting. It's not fitting well, and another most important thing about crown, I think that my crown is very pure, but then it is mixed with alloy, so I never know when the alloy entered the crown, so I must have that sharp intellect to know that. My crown is very pure. The king of, which is that country, Syracuse, he wanted to make a crown of gold, so he ordered all the goldsmiths, and the king of Syracuse gave gold to one of the goldsmiths and told him that you make a beautiful crown for me. And that goldsmith came back with a beautiful crown. It was the same weight as was the weight of the gold. But the king was doubtful that this crown has got some alloy mixed in it. So he, in front of all his ministers, he said, I want to know whether this crown is mixed with any alloy. So everybody was trying, but there was no way to find out. This was way back in 4th century. One of the highly intelligent ministers or scientists was Archimedes. And he took over this job. And he took that crown. And he started thinking about it, how to find out if this crown is mixed with alloys or not. So he kept on thinking, but to no conclusion, to no solution. And once he was taking bath, and he was in his bathtub, and the bathtub was full with water. And the bathtub was full with water. And the moment he entered the bathtub, water spilled over. And suddenly he realized, oh, I got the solution. Oh, I have found. And he shouted loudly, Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. And in the same undressed state, he reached the kingdom, the court of the king. And he said, I have found out. So that's why this new word, Eureka. Eureka means, I have found, I have got, I have known. So king asked, what have you known? How have you known? So he said, because he had already studied metals. So if there is a gold, and if there is iron, if a crown is made up of gold, pure gold, and if the crown is made up of gold and some iron is, gold is taken out and some iron is placed, so they will of the same weight, but they will replace quantity of water in different manner according to the atomic weight. So he did what? He made two vessels. First he took that crown of gold and put here, and the water spilled over. He collected that water. Then he took over another vessel, and in that he put pure gold of the same weight, and again he collected the water, and then he found out the difference, and there was a difference, and he concluded that the goldsmith had stolen some gold while making the crown, and that's why the alloy is mixed in it. Our crown is a crown of purity. We have to see. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, you have to become very fair. See that no dark thing is mixed in it. So, what alloy is getting mixed in purity? That's very important. So, see that our crown, no alloy is mixed. See that the crown is of proper shape and the setting is good throughout the day. And see that nobody snatches away the crown and nobody steals away the crown. And see that the crown doesn't become dirty. And see that the crown doesn't fall down. And see that the crown doesn't get damaged. So, it's a beautiful experiment which we can do. The moment I wake up and I open my eyes, I see Baba in front of me and he is putting the crown on my head and is saying, child, this is the crown of purity. Now take care of this crown throughout the day. Also, he is giving the crown of responsibility. Responsibility for world benefit. And when such a great responsibility is there, I have to act with mindfulness. So the crown of responsibility, crown of alertness, awakefulness, crown of dedication and service, crown of surrender. All these crowns Baba has given us. So our aim is to preserve them. This I was mentioning about Kautilya. He has mentioned even about the timetable of kings, daily timetables, and he has divided the day into 8 parts and night into 8 parts. What a king should do, he has to give so less time to his personal affairs. Early morning, what he has to do, then he has to take care of, he has to look after the military, social work, military work. He has to address the needs of the people, the grievances. He has to train himself. He has to keep himself fit. He has to keep on practicing the different weapons to keep himself fit, to keep himself ready for the forthcoming wars. So he has so many responses. Even night he has divided into 8 parts. Because night he has to do so many things. Night he has to meet his spies. He has to meet his other courtiers. He has to do so many other things at night. So he has given a very strict duties of a king. A king means he is a sannyasi. King means a very ascetic life. King means it's not a joke to become king. That's why in English there is a saying, uneasy lies the head. That what wears the crown. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. It's not easy that when the crown is there, you are so responsible. You have to think of so many things. One wrong decision of a king affects the entire kingdom. One wrong decision of an ordinary subject may affect his family. That's it. But one wrong decision of the king would affect the entire family. Not just the kingdom, the entire kingdom, but future generations as well. Just as in 14th century, there was Tughlaqs in India. Tughlaqs. He made a gross change in what? Currency. So he made a gross change in the currencies. And that was a very wrong step. Because so many wrong things happened because of that. He said whether the currency of gold is same as the currency of silver or the currency of animal skin, anything, they all will be of the same level. Demonetization. So that was that time. So that was by Tughlaq in 14th century. And because of that, many wrong things happened during that time. So one wrong step of, whether it was wrong or not, that's doubtful, but many people talk against it. So that was Tughlaq way back in 14th centuries. So any step by any king, any new thing will affect the future generation. In the similar manner, when Emperor Ashok was there, and he, Ashoka, made so many different changes. Wholeheartedly, he accepted Buddhism. And that affected the future generation. So anything which is done by the person of authority affects everyone. Whether it is the head of the department, head of the family, head of any field, will affect the entire family, affect the children, affect the future generations. So to become king is a job of responsibility. And Baba wants us to become king. You are the children of king, not beggars. We are, God himself is king. In many religions, God is called king. Though Baba doesn't mention it, but many religions, they mention that God is the king of the three world. He is the monarch of the three world. He decides what to do and what not to do. So we are the children of that king. We are the children of that highest authority. We are not ordinary being. Amritasya putra. We are the children of that ocean of immortality, and that's why we are immortal. So this is a very beautiful topic to churn. What are the responsibilities of a king? Once a coronation is done, what one has to do? Baba has made the coronation early in the morning. So what are the responsibilities of a king? Arvind bhai, what are the responsibilities of a king or role of king? To take care of his subjects. What else? To do justice. To avoid wrongdoings. To avoid thefts. Become very powerful, very mighty king. To expand his kingdom. What else? To fight the enemy. If somebody wages a war against him. To become sensible. Okay. And not to be a fool. who should not be at the mercy of his ministers. He should be intelligent himself. Intelligent enough to appoint proper persons, to give proper people their proper posts. What else? He has to be royal. What else? To know the problems. Usually the kings used to dress in ordinary dress and move around and see what the subjects talk about. So that many kings used to do that. They used to wear ordinary dress of subject and surreptitiously move across their kingdom and secretly get to know what all things are happening there. What else? A king means he has to be a very sharp intellect, very strong reasoning power to take proper decisions, proper judgments, to provide judgment. He must know his enemies. And he has to give sustenance to everyone. Sometimes he has to sacrifice his own self-interest for the sake of his kingdom. He has to know the desires of his subjects. What else? He doesn't have a personal life. That's a very sad part of it. But king is, as I said, king means he is a sannyasin. King means who doesn't have anything for himself. King means who is devoted only to the service of humanity. That is the definition of a king. King means who suffers internally, but he keeps on smiling on the surface. That's a real king. King means, what else? Even Buddhism, Buddha had given 10 different duties of king. Kautilya has given many different duties of king. Every philosopher, every world transformer who came on this earth has mentioned about king and their duties. What else? He is open to suggestions. Yeah, he is not close-fisted, close-minded. And he is generous. He is generous. He will give. He is a donor, data. King means who is generous. King means who is kind-hearted. Merciful. He's full of mercy. Social duties. King means who will make his kingdom very beautiful. He will decorate it. He will look after the beauty of the kingdom. A lot of gardens. Beautification of the city. He will build many forts. That's what in India, so many kings, what they used to do. They used to build forts. Mughal garden, and they used to build gardens, and they would provide as much facilities for their subjects as possible. So they were very thoughtful. They were not impulsive. They were not, they had foresight. What will happen in future? They were very, very foresighted people, all kings. They would know the effect of this step on the future generation. So Baba wants all of us to become king. So we should have all those qualities of a king. And one of the foremost thing Baba talks is crown. So wear that crown. See that that crown remains throughout the day. And that crown should be very light. It should not be very heavy, that you keep on, you take it out. So the greater the purity, the lighter you will feel. Even though there is a responsibility, but this is a sense of surrender. That's why that responsibility will not appear like responsibility. One will be responsible, one will be carrying out all the duties, all the works, and yet there would be feeling of lightness. So Baba wants us to become such a king. Om Shanti.